Welcome to our discussion of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, and the lowly me. Hoshana Rabbah is the seventh day of Sukkot. It's really just part of Sukkot, but the rabbis saw it as a special kind of day. No, it's not forbidden to work on Hoshana Rabbah in any special way other than the usual way that we observe the 7 days of Sukkot. But it's special. Special because every day of Sukkot, we go around the lulav and etrog in the synagogue. We go around once. But on Hoshana Rabbah, we go around 7 times. I'd like to share with you the thoughts of the Sfat Emet, the great Ger Rebbe, third Ger Rebbe, about the meaning of Hoshana Rabbah. Let's go through some of his comments starting in 1881, and let's see what he has to say. We know that on Hoshana Rabbah, one of the practices that is unique to the seventh day, aside from going around 7 times, is the idea of taking the arava. In addition to the arava, the willow branch that we have, 2 willow branches we have in our lulav, we take 5 branches, some take 3, on the seventh day, and we beat it on the ground. We beat it on the ground. Why do we do that? Interesting question. To share one thought that on the last day, we say, look, we're not worshiping lulav. We love lulav. We love the mitzvot. But we don't worship the mitzvot. We worship God. So we'll take this piece of arava and we'll beat it on the ground. Or maybe it represents the mouth. And on the last day, we want to beat our mouths. We want to suffer a penance for anything we may have said that's improper, lashon hara, slander against others, improper speech, something we said to offend someone. We want to atone for all that. But let's share this, some thoughts from the Sfat Emet about what the meaning of Hoshana Rabbah is. So he says, well, we know that of all the species, this willow is the least of them all. It has no smell like the hadassim. It has no taste like the dates that you can grow on the date palm. And it has no looks like the beautiful etrog. It's such a beautiful, beautiful thing to observe. It really lacks all of that. So he says, well, what's the point? We say in the Psalms, Adam v'hema toshi Hashem. Hashem redeems the man and the animal. He says, you know what? The real redemption is through the animal, through the lowliness. When we realize that we're just a lowly willow, that's when we're redeemed. So it's the seventh day where we say to ourselves, I'm not something so special. It's the lowly arava that helps us be redeemed. As it says in Pirkei Avot, Ethics of the Fathers, Hevezanav l'ariot v'alti rosh l'shualim. I'd rather be tail of a lion than even the head of the foxes. I want to be, at the end, I want to recognize my lowly place in life, and that's ultimately where my redemption will come from. Then the Sfat Emet in 1885, he said, why is it that it's a Hoshana Rabbah, the great Hoshana? Usually we just ask God to save us a few times. Here we ask God more than 7 times over and again to save us, Hoshana, Voshiana. What's going on? Why are there so many requests, so many prayers on this day? It's a long prayer. Even if you go quickly, it takes 2 hours. So he says, well, let's think about, what does it mean when the rabbis say in the Midrash that this willow has nothing, has no Torah, has no smell, it has no taste? So the rabbis say that represents, it has no Torah, it has no mitzvot. It's the simplest Jew who's got, he doesn't even have merit of mitzvot. He doesn't even have Torah. So the Sfat Emet says, well, what does he got? What does he have? He says, you know what he has? He has prayer. It's the day when we say to ourselves, you know, my mitzvot, not so hot. My Torah, you know, could be better. But you know what? I can always have prayer. Every Jew has prayer. That's what I've got. And we say, Pnei al tefilat ha'arar, the verse in Tehillim, that God should turn to the prayer of the one who is erverik, someone who is bereft of anything. Or as we say, Tefilah le'ani kiyatov, that you know who God's prayer, which prayers God accepts? The prayer to the poor person. So we have to make ourselves like poor. We can't say, well, I'm great. After all, I went to Shoshana Yom Kippur, Lulav, Etrog, Sukkah, you know, I'm great. No, if we make ourselves, we say, nah, it's all really not the way it should be. It's not as good as it should be. Then we, Tfilah Le'ani, ultimately, all the salvation of all the ones with the mitzvahs and the Torah, The ultimate salvation comes through the simple Jew. This is a very Hasidic idea. It's the simple Jew who gets the job done, who through in whose merit the salvation will come. In another year, later on in 1886, Svadimet said, he says, how do we know that we're really, really close with God? That we as Jews have a special endowment of closeness with God? Well, who said we should take the willow? It's a custom of the prophets. So Jews did it, but it's not a prophecy. It's just a custom. Apparently, it's a good thing to do. The rabbi said, you should take that willow and you should beat it on the ground. So that means that we figured something out that we should do anyway. That means that somehow we as Jews, not individually, but we are good enough to figure out the will of God. And that's a very high level. The simple custom of a Jew, what Jews do in the best of senses, that is a sign that we're on a high level, that indeed we are. We are close with God. We have a certain dvekus, a certain ultimate clinging with God, so that we know what God wants in a communal sort of sense. He says that, you know what this willow, which looks like it's long like the lips of a person, you know what those lips are? The lips is yeshakini mishukotpiyu. It's the kisses of God. That's what we get. We get close with God through this day. That's a very different kind of an idea. In a later year, it was 1888, this Vasema says, you know what it is? He says, what's the basic thing that a Jew has? No, it's not prayer. Maybe some Jews don't have prayer either. They don't have Torah and learn enough mitzvos. Maybe they don't do them, or they don't do them properly. And prayer, some Jews don't pray either. So what has he got? Still something left. See, peace of Yeshua. The Hoshana Rabbah speaks of the idea of someone who at least he's hoping and waiting for God, because litzapot has to do with growth, matzmiach. The redemption is going to sprout, and the willow is something that sprouts, and that's what you have. You don't have anything else, but all you've got is the desire for the world to be better. So many Jews today, they're driven by a desire to make the world a better place. I don't know if they can achieve it or not achieve it, but that desire is an excellent and outstanding desire. Desire that's become a mark of the Jew. And hopefully it's connected not only with desire to do good works, but to see a redeemed world as our prophets have envisioned. Finally, in the later year, in the year of 1891, Svasemes quotes from Bilam, from the Parsha of Balak, where even our greatest enemy, when his curse was changed to a blessing, says, Yizamayim Midal Yav, that ultimately the Jewish salvation comes through our being like water. Water always finds the lowest place. Through our modesty, that's where the redemption comes. And then he says as follows. Every person consists of body and soul. So you might think, well, let me fix my soul. That's good. But if you can fix the body part, that's even better. So when a person realizes, you know, I'm not just a soul. I have a body too. I have challenges because I have a physical body. When you recognize that and we try to elevate our body, then that elevates our soul as well. And that's what all the four species come together. The Adam uvehema toshi Hashem, Hashem redeems both the man and the animal. When a person realizes that he is animal, he realizes he's lowly, challenged by all kinds of physical challenges. Then, and only then, you can have redemption of the soul as well. All kinds of meanings. Hoshana Rabbah, such a beautiful ceremony. People going around the synagogue seven times again and again, asking God, Hoshana, Hoshiana, alluding to the idea that we hope there'll be rain in the land of Israel. fill, should fill all the aquifers, fill all the Kinneret. It should be a beautiful, beautiful year. And not just physical rain, but also the rains of wisdom and Torah, prosperity for all the Jewish people. And what does it come from? It comes from humility. The blessings will ultimately come from the humility of the individual. Not to think that through the high holidays we became somehow like an angel, but recognizing, no, we're very physical, frail, and it's through that frailty, through that humility, that God turns and says, Tfilah le'ani, oh, it's a prayer of the poor. It's not the Jew thinks he's somehow better than everyone else, but the Jew is modest, humble. Through that humility, we know ultimately the Mashiach himself will come like a modest person and like a poor person riding on a donkey, the lowest of transportation animals. When we reach that level, then Toshi Hashem, that will be the great Hoshana Rabbah, that will be the great salvation, will come one day through the humility of the human being. Thanks for joining us here for our discussion of Hoshana Rabbah. Join us each week for our discussion of the Parsha, various holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.